Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. Over the last weeks, I've been talking about doomsday preppers, people preparing for a disastrous destiny in our country and across our land, and kingdom preppers, people that are preparing for the coming, soon coming of Jesus, and preparing themselves to walk in the kingdom of God. And today, I pray that you are not a doomsday prepper, but you're a kingdom prepper, that you're preparing for the coming of the Lord. I'd like to read out of you, and this has been my theme all these weeks, and I don't think we could talk enough about it, about the coming of our Lord, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16, 17, and 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There's comfort in knowing that God has everything under control. Please don't fret. Don't worry. God gave me a song long time ago. And part of that song says this, the kings of the earth may rule and reign, and they may bring up some man-made thing, but heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word is here to stay. Don't be worried and don't be discouraged today, because God has it all under control. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter what man is preparing, what governments are preparing, God still has it all under control. And God is going to bring his children into a time that he has promised. He's going to bring in his kingdom, not the kingdom of this world. And I pray that you're ready for that. Now, in the last weeks, I've been telling you about the judgments that are coming and are spoken of in the book of Revelation. Today, I want to go through the last half of the time of tribulation, which is called the Great Tribulation. And in this time, the Antichrist has moved in and broken his peace treaty with Israel. He's actually went into the temple that he allowed them to build, and the Antichrist sets up his own throne there and his own image, and he demands that people of the earth worship him and that the people of the earth take his mark so that they can buy and sell. Oh, what a time that's going to be. And the very first thing, these are as the seven vials or the seven bowls that's going to be poured out in the last days, in the last 3.5 years. And a biblical year, always remember this, that a biblical year is 360 days. So the last 3.5 years of the tribulation time is 1,260 days. The first bowl or vial that's poured out, all that receive the mark of the beast are going to come down with a boils or a kind of a disease that they have received from the mark that they have taken. And it is going to be kind of ironic. They have taken this mark so they can live, but this is a horrible disease that will boils will break out all over them. And then the next thing is that all the seas will be turned to blood. You know, they take this mark so that they can eat and survive. And when they fall under the rule of the Antichrist and worship him, then all the seas turn to blood, which there's no fish, there's no transport and shipping. And it's going to be a great time that the food supply is going to be greatly affected. Then all the rivers turn to blood. There'll be no drinking water. The fourth vial is great heat, sun and moon and stars. The fourth is great darkness that will come over the land. Man will actually gnaw his tongue for pain, but yet he'll still curse God. Number six, the river Euphrates will dry up, getting ready for the battle of Armageddon, because the Antichrist wants to stop Jesus from coming. And during this time, there's going to be a great persecution on the nation of Israel, but the Lord Jesus himself is going to intervene. And the seventh one is the battle of Armageddon. And this battle will be so great that the Bible says that the blood will flow to the horse's bridle. But you know it's only going to be a one-day battle, because there's something that's going to stop it. There's someone's going to stop it, and that is Jesus. I'm so glad the Bible says that He's coming with 10,000s of His saints. He's coming in the air, and then He's going to set up His kingdom. You see, you can't have peace without the Prince of Peace, and that's Jesus. And I pray today that you'll receive that Prince of Peace. Receive Jesus into your heart. Thank you for listening.